You know what a lamprey is, right, Yael?
Sure. They're those primitive fish that look something like eels, and they're parasitic. The adults of some species, such as sea lampreys, suck the blood of other fish. I know they're a problem in the Great Lakes, where they've done a number on native whitefish populations. I can't say I'm too fond of them. Besides the parasitic part, they're pretty creepy looking, don't you think?
I don't know about that, but I'll bet that if you already have ill feelings for them because of what they look like, then what I'm going to tell you won't change your opinion of them.
What's that?
That if there's a love potion number 9 for lampreys, it's bile acid.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope. Female lampreys are drawn to males by the bile acid they secrete. That bile acid works as a kind of love potion isn't the only interesting part, though. The bile acid works long range. When the males release their bile from their positions within their nests, it attracts females from quite a distance. Although scientists had suspected that there may be water-release pheromones that work over long distances, lamprey bile acid was the first instance of this to be discovered. This discovery could very well lead to a way to manage lamprey in the Great Lakes, where, as you mentioned, they've been a threat to other fish populations.
That's good news, but I'm still hung up on the idea that female lampreys would be attracted to something so vile.
Oh, Yael, bile isn't vile.
Don't quit your day job, Don.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Martin Ronan in the Medical Sciences program.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.